My daughter was lamenting about the new iOS update. I don't know if you downloaded it or not, Kelly, the Apple update, but
I don't know if I did or not.
There is a feature on it that if your phone is too close to your face, it shuts off.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, and so it like there's a thing that appears on your screen that just says too close, back up or whatever, and so you have to like move the phone away or further from your face before it activates again. And she was like, wow, this stinks. I was like, well, it's probably good for you to do that.
Well, but how did we all remember the old-fashioned way where we'd hold the phone up to our face and talk to people?
Yeah.
So now we just all, we have to use the Bluetooth or the speakerphone.
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't have an Apple. I'm team Android. But I would assume if the phone app is being utilized, that isn't the case because you can just hold it up to your ear. And your camera is going to tell if it can see your face or your ear.
OMG.
Right?
That is much. Okay, so what's the latest version? I've got 16.6.1.
You're asking me like I know. Also, they say you can make your phone less addictive by making the screen black and white. If you make it not color, if you switch it to black and white, that helps get rid of the positive reinforcements that keep you scrolling and tapping and using your phone. Both iPhone and Android have those settings that let you like shut off the color. So I know,
like, I shouldn't have the wallpaper of the background of our favorite picture of the happiest place on earth.
Well,
my wallpaper is us at Disney.
You can, yeah, but if it's black and white, then it's not going to
it's not going to jump appealing. Up and grab
right.
Me.
So
are all the icons for your apps going to be black and white too? Oh,
yes.
Really?
So when my phone goes into like sleep mode, because I set my bedtime on my phone, you know, so after a certain time, it goes to like bedtime mode. And so that's what it does. It goes to all black and white and it dims.
Okay.
And if I'm using my phone when it goes to like the bedtime mode, it's really annoying. And I'm like, it's black and white. And I'm like, and then I find myself quitting using it too. That, and I need to be going to bed, but
okay.
But
see, I don't have the phone in the bedroom. I keep it as in, it does get charged in the bathroom.
All right.
So that if
I
need the secondary
phone,
alarm, then will go off and I will still hear it. But I have an alarm clock. And so this is a way.
Yeah.
So that you're not tempted to pick it up.
That's good. But yeah, it's moving your phone screen to black and white. If you do
how
that.
How do you do that? Okay. Well, I'm asking you.
I'm not going to tell you right now.
You don't know.
I do.
I'll research it.
I do. Yes. You go to accessibility, display, and text size color filters, and then turn it to.
Gotcha.
That's what you do. Oh. And then switch that on, and grayscale is an option.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
There it is. Well, it says differentiate without color.
Rhonda says you do need to update. The latest version is 17.0.3.
Okay.
So thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah. Behind the times.
Yeah. Okay.